This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. Lumonix is a light art collective in Denver that stuck together through loss, change, and decades of living together in a house. 50 years after it formed, its members are still lighting up the city's art scene. Here's Denverite's Maggie Donahue.
At Lumonix's latest exhibition at the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver, a colorful display of LED-illuminated sculptures glows behind glass. It's a posthumous collection of work by Mel and Dorothy Tanner, the founders of the group. Lumonix is an artist collective. At its height, it had 6 core members. The group continues its work today by helping people find their own stories, solace, or peace using light. Lumonix member Barry Raphael says the exhibition is one of the group's mind spas, so named because they're meant to be a soothing retreat for the mind.
It's so abstract that there's nothing to really compare it to. It has a dreamlike quality to it. It's very relaxing, and you're free to have your mind wander.
Lumonix started in the late 60s as an immersive light art show. Some visitors say they have revisited past lives while taking in the work of the group, or spoken with loved ones who had passed. Rick Spizak was one of the first to experience the shows in the 60s.
Those people did so much good. They took people outside themselves. They took them to a place where it was pure light and pure sound. And they got outside the cage of words. They got outside the cage, the narrative arc.
The group functions as a sort of economic commune. The members have all lived together in a house since the 70s. When co-founder Dorothy Tanner's health started deteriorating, the group became her caretakers. She died last July at the age of 97. Member Mark Billard says they've always gotten along, despite the spats normal for anyone living under the same roof.
We were a family. So how does a family get along? Well, you can either get along badly, you can be mad at your parents for the rest of your life, or not.
Now, the 3 remaining Lumonix members are working to bring their light art to a new audience. You can see the exhibition called Mind Spa Light Intersection through January 30th. For Denverite, I'm Maggie Donahue.